Start your day with a fresh word of encouragement. I'm Paul De Jong, and you're now listening to Words of Life from our Life team.
Welcome to the Words of Life podcast today.
Hi, everyone. Good to have you with us.
It's Logan and Briar here, and we're glad to be with you guys again today. And we're talking around the topic of our current series, Guess Who, which is all about isolating insecurity. And awesome. It really comes around this main thought that Pastor Paul has been teaching on Sundays about how if we don't isolate insecurity in our lives, it will isolate us. And a powerful way today that we can isolate insecurity is when we discover our God-given identity when we answer this question: who does he say that I am?
Great.
When we understand what God says about us, we discover our identity, and this in turn isolates insecurity. And so today we're going to take a look at some awesome scriptures, a few favorite scriptures of ours, and we're going to look at how we can apply these to our lives to help us isolate insecurity.
Awesome. I love that the best way of discovering what God says about us is to look to his word. And a favorite verse in Psalms 139, a profound psalm written by David, is this: "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you." How awesome is that? It is so encouraging to know that God, the ruler of the world, has created us, he loves us, and he cares so much about us.
Absolutely. And I think that's already enough to, we could stop the podcast here and
see you guys.
And we know that God says these amazing things about us. But how many know it actually takes us to do something about it?
Yeah, so true.
You know, it's our responsibility to isolate insecurity. And so we're just going to touch on two simple thoughts today. And we're going to focus on how we can learn from these scriptures and how we can apply them to our lives. You know, it's an important step to isolating insecurity.
Mm.
It minimizes what we feel or often say about ourselves, and it helps us to see ourselves the way that God sees us.
Great.
And so firstly, I think the first thing we can do today, the first principle is that it starts with me.
Mm.
You know, it's my personal responsibility. And going back to week one of Pastor Paul's teaching, if you haven't heard the message yet, I'd highly recommend you have a listen. But it says, he said that when we isolate unsecured personal value, then we can begin to isolate insecurity. Sorry. And so what that means is that when we can isolate unsecured personal value, like when we can isolate the negative thoughts about ourselves, the way that we see ourselves in a negative sense, then we can begin to move forward. And just like David declared in that psalm, he said, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." You know, we know that God speaks positive words over us, but if we can't speak positive God truths over ourselves, then I think honestly we've lost the battle with insecurity already.
Yeah, good thought.
It's so important that we are speaking positive words over our own lives. And a while ago I was actually listening to a leadership podcast by Pastor Craig Groeschel, and he taught on this concept of speaking out positive God thoughts and claiming it over our lives. He calls it words to live by. And it's a series of statements that you write with God, that you speak over your life on a daily or regular basis. And as you do, you start to believe it and own it for yourself. It starts to become part of you, and it starts to echo what God is saying about you.
Great.
In your heart. And I thought I'd just quickly share a few of the ones that I've written out and I aim to speak over my life on a regular basis.
Awesome.
And hopefully it encourages you today. Can I encourage you, if you need some positive words, why don't you have a chat to God today and maybe write some of these out for yourself? So my ones look a little bit like this. Jesus looks down from heaven and he smiles on me. He is proud of me.
Oh, nice.
I am a great husband and I've been given the best wife in the world.
Yes.
Claiming it. We are going to achieve so much together in our life.
Cool. Love that.
I am a leader of this generation and the generations to come. God has given me everything I need to achieve all he has called me to do.
So cool.
I am fun, loving, outgoing, and a great role model to others.
Mm.
The creator of the universe knows me and he loves me. The resurrection power of Jesus lives inside of me. This next one I love. God has a salvation plan for my family.
Awesome.
It's just speaking out those truths. And finally, I am anointed for greatness.
Yes.
And when I repeat these over my life, when I remember to do that, I don't do it every day, I'm going to be honest, but when I remember to, it helps me to see the way that God sees me. When we start to speak out godly truths over our lives, we can begin to isolate insecurity.
That is so encouraging. I love that list and so true. Awesome. Our second point we have here is do not compare yourself to others, but be who God created you to be.
Yeah, good.
And a verse I am reminded of when I think of comparison is Exodus 4. And in this piece of scripture, Moses is raising objections to God because he doesn't feel good enough. And I just think it's very relatable. So Exodus 4:10, Moses raises another objection to God. Master, please, I don't talk well. I've never been too good with words. Neither before nor after you spoke to me, I stutter and stammer. And God said, and who do you think made the human mouth? And who made some mute, some deaf, some sighted, some blind? Isn't it I, God? So get going. I love that. So yeah. Get going. I'll be right there with you, with your mouth. I'll be right there to teach you what to say. I have mulled over that verse many, many times in my life because I have dyslexia, and there have been lots of times in my life during my schooling, definitely, or just everyday life, where I felt comparison come over me, feeling like there are definitely people out there that are more talented, better speakers, writers, singers, whatever it is in that point in time. Mm. But I just have to remind myself that God has created me to be me, and that with his grace, I can do all things through him.
Yeah.
I can do what he has called me to do. Not what other people, not what he's called other people to do, but what he has called me to do. That's definitely been something I've had to come to terms with in my journey with dyslexia and in life in general. And so in Pastor Paul's message today, he says God isn't looking for good looks, for the best speaker, for the richest, for the most talented. He is simply looking for a willing heart. Yeah. And that so spoke to me. We can all have a willing heart. And so, yeah, that's what God is looking for. So my question is, are you willing to step into what God has called you to, even if it's uncomfortable? And 9 times out of 10, it will be uncomfortable. But if you lay it down, if you have a willing heart, God will use you in amazing ways and for his glory. How awesome is that?
Absolutely. And that's such an amazing encouragement there, Briar. Thank you for sharing that. And I've personally seen you, you know, walk through the challenge of dyslexia, but not to compare yourself with others, but to actually go, God, what is it that you're wanting me to do here? I can do this, you know? And so,
yeah. And I think also it's a daily decision, you know,
exactly.
Like we have to decide every day that I will have a willing heart today. In harder seasons and easier seasons, I will have a willing heart. Yeah, for
absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely. God can use a willing heart
in
anything. And so I just wanted to encourage you today, if you're listening to this and you may be struggling with whether it's personal thoughts about yourself or whether you're struggling with the way that you maybe compare yourself to others, and you don't need to feel alone within that, because Briar and I, we all deal with that.
Totally.
We deal with that daily. But it is, like we were saying at the start, it is our personal responsibility to do something about that, to isolate that insecurity, to isolate those negative thoughts, to isolate those comparison thoughts, and to submit it to God. And so if you're struggling with that today, can I encourage you just to reflect on these scriptures, maybe have a read over Psalm 139, you know, and just repeat that over your life. I praise you, God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Great.
Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
That's
so,
awesome.
Briar, why don't you just pray for us, and let's just pray that God's word would just work in our lives today.
Awesome. God, we just thank you so much that you are good and that you have a plan and a purpose for every single one of our lives. Mm. And so, God, I just pray right now specifically for those dealing with insecurity, for not feeling that they're good enough, that they can't step into what they feel is on their life. I just pray that you just release that from them, God. Give them a bold confidence to be who they are. Just pray right now that everyone just realizes that with a willing heart, they can do big, big things that you've called them to do. So I just pray right now, God, that you just give everyone that willing heart, that peace and that sense of confidence that with you, God, they can do all things.
Yes, Lord.
And so, yes, we just thank you for the series that we're going through together as a church, a timely series, God. We just pray that it touches people, it touches households, God, and it releases people to do all that you've called them to do. In your mighty, mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for listening today. And remember that God says you are awesome.
Yep.
God loves you. You are God's child. He has chosen you. And remember to speak those truths over your life this week.
So good. Awesome, guys.
Have a good day.
Have a great day.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us for another encouraging word from the Life team. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. We'd love to have you join us at church this Sunday. If you're in Auckland or Melbourne, check out the website for a location near you. Or you can choose to join us online from wherever you are. Find a service at lifenz.org.